Imagine lacking emotional blood clotting factors, where the slightest psychological wound causes you to bleed out emotionally. This is life with borderline personality disorder, BPD. You've likely encountered people with these traits. The friend who ends relationships over perceived slights, then acts as if nothing happened. The boss who alternates between lavish praise and harsh criticism. Or the acquaintance who drastically changes their appearance and relationship commitments weekly. What defines these individuals is inconsistency. They are emotional chameleons, adapting to environments with remarkable fluidity. At the core of their experience is splitting, the rigid separation of positive and negative thoughts. While most people experience ambivalence, borderline shift between contradictory emotional states, entirely unaware of one state while immersed in another. Their world contains only heroes and villains, with no middle ground. This black-and-white thinking extends to relationships, where they desperately seek connections because solitude is intolerable, yet simultaneously fear intimacy. Too much closeness threatens suffocation, while distance triggers abandonment fears. Like explorers with sketchy maps, they cannot gauge optimal distance from others, bouncing between clinging dependency and angry manipulation. BPD emerges from a complex interplay of biology and environment. First-degree relatives of borderlines have significantly higher rates of personality disorders, suggesting genetic factors. Multiple genes likely affect neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, influencing impulsivity and mood regulation. Brain scans show hyperactivity in emotional regions and decreased activity in rational control areas. However, environment remains crucial. Developmental theories highlight early child caregiver interactions, especially during the critical autonomy period, 18 to 30 months. Parents who either prevent separation with controlling behavior or provide inconsistent, emotionally unavailable care can disrupt the development of a stable identity. Early trauma substantially increases BPD risk. Case histories frequently reveal broken homes, abuse, and emotional neglect. While not all trauma leads to BPD, strong evidence links various forms of childhood mistreatment to the disorder. As Norman Mailer noted about Marilyn Monroe, her absent father contributed to her emotional instability and desperate search for identity. Our fragmented society creates a perfect breeding ground for borderline traits. Post-World War II culture has increasingly dismantled traditional family structures amid rising divorce rates, substance abuse, and economic uncertainty. The need for dual incomes forces parents to relinquish childcare duties, while job mobility uproots families from stabilizing networks. Our society's devaluation of the past has broken our sense of historical continuity, leaving us disconnected from both our predecessors and posterity. Time becomes perceived as isolated points rather than a continuous string. The constant threat of catastrophe, nuclear war, terrorism, environmental destruction, contributes to widespread hopelessness. The borderline personifies this now orientation, living without comforting memories to sustain them through difficult times. The landscape of interpersonal relationships has transformed dramatically, from the sexual repression of the 1950s through the sexual revolution to today's digital dating world, where relationships begin with keystrokes. Modern society has fractured once integrated social roles, forcing individuals to juggle multiple, often conflicting identities. Women face particularly bewildering role expectations, from career woman to traditional mother to supermom, which may explain their higher rates of BPD diagnosis. The borderline shifts personality like a kaleidoscope, transforming to please the viewer. Effective communication requires understanding the setup system, support, empathy, and truth. Support involves personal I statements of concern. I am worried about how you're feeling. Empathy acknowledges their feelings with you statements, how awful you must be feeling. Truth emphasizes accountability. What are you going to do about it? Communication should include all three elements. Without support, the borderline feels uncared for. Without empathy, misunderstood. Without truth, they develop unrealistic expectations that eventually collapse into anger. Borderlines often create no-win scenarios through contradictory messages. Consider Gloria threatening suicide while forbidding her husband Alex from seeking help, creating an impossible situation. Using set principles, Alex should express support, "I love you and want to help." Empathy, "The pressure must be unbearable." And truth, "Your alerting me shows part of you wants help, and I must respond to that part." BPD is an illness, not a bid for attention, yet borderlines must still be accountable for their behavior. Like someone with a physical disability, they deserve compassion while accepting consequences for their actions. Borderline rage erupts suddenly and seems disproportionate. The most effective response is remaining calm as they escalate. Your composure highlights their unreasonable intensity. Leave immediately if physical violence threatens. Don't reason with borderline rage. Instead, acknowledge differences and postpone discussion for calmer moments. Relationships with borderlines trigger powerful emotions, especially guilt, fear, and anger. Borderlines often project responsibility for their self-destructive behaviors onto others who accept it. Breaking this pattern requires extracting yourself from the cycle, forcing the borderline toward healthier self-sufficiency. Parents should note that adolescents and BPD share similarities: identity struggles, peer bonding, mood swings, and impulsivity. However, while typical teens may enjoy gloomy music and make dramatic statements, they don't repeatedly self-harm, develop eating disorders, become addicted, or attack parents. Always take threats of self-harm seriously. Treating borderline personality places immense strain on therapists' professional abilities and patience. Sessions are often stormy and unpredictable, with progress painfully slow. Borderlines approach therapy like other relationships, viewing the therapist as alternately caring or deceitful. They can be extremely demanding, calling constantly between sessions and skillfully provoking therapists into frustration. Two primary therapeutic schools have demonstrated effectiveness: cognitive behavioral and psychodynamic approaches. Dialectical behavioral therapy, developed by Marsha Linehan, herself a recovered borderline, has the most evidence supporting its effectiveness. The dialectic refers to resolving the borderline's contradictory states, loving then hating the same person, or trying hard while needing to do better. Schema-focused therapy combines cognitive, gestalt, and psychodynamic theories to address maladaptive worldviews developed by vulnerable children facing unstable parenting. Therapists employ reparenting to supply unmet childhood needs while teaching new coping mechanisms. Medications help manage associated symptoms like depression and reduce problematic traits like impulsivity. Antidepressants effectively treat mood instability, emptiness, and anxiety. Mood stabilizers help control impulsivity and anger. Neuroleptics target paranoia, dissociation, and feelings of unreality. Change for borderlines is exceptionally difficult because they distrust their psychological breaks, fearing uncontrollable slides between extremes. Success requires consciously resisting automatic reflexes and gradually choosing alternative responses. The borderline's greatest obstacle is evaluating in absolutes, total perfection or complete failure. Rather than playing the hand they're dealt, they wait for four aces. Improvement comes from accepting circumstances and playing skillfully despite imperfections. A primary goal is establishing a separate identity, evolving from parasitic dependence to symbiosis and eventually independence. As borderlines develop distinct identities, they learn to see others as independent persons with their own flaws. They must integrate positive and negative aspects rather than splitting people into all good or all bad. The healing journey isn't about becoming someone different, but finding balance in who you already are. Like mountain climbing, fulfillment comes from multiple perspectives: looking toward goals, recognizing progress, and appreciating the present moment. With proper treatment, those with BPD can navigate the emotional tightrope with increasing stability, finding genuine connection and meaning.